Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is Marvin Sapp, Perfect Peace.
I will keep you.
Let me breathe.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was Marvin Sapp. Good morning, family. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So together, family, let's become very intentional about the breath, because there's power in the breath, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so as we come together collectively in this right now moment, breathing in the energy of forgiveness, I want you to breathe in through your nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, then release the breath, family. Remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. And so together, we become still. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Become still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release.
Day 14, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is.
Dear Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart be so acceptable today, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Mother God, in the name and nature of who God is. Thank you, God. I declare and decree your blessings over this day, the Holy Spirit. As we command the morning to take hold of the ends of, that we will have dominion over all that is, God, and make the goings of the morning to rejoice as we receive all of your goodness on this day, God. As we receive your love and kindness every morning, releasing the beauty of your holiness from the womb of this morning, we let your light break forth from our life as the morning, God, comes forth. We ask you to rain down as you awaken us this morning. Awaken our ears to hear, God. Releasing the mysteries to bring down heaven on earth, God. That we come in agreement with heaven to declare your glory upon us right now, Holy Spirit. Commanding your angels to go before us, God, and create the ease and just embrace this morning. God, we ask you for a fresh anointing this morning. We ask you for a fresh anointing over our life, Holy Spirit. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our comings and our goings this morning, God. We ask you to come this morning, God, and bless our comings and our goings this morning, God, as we take authority over this day, Holy Spirit, unleashing the power of you in us as us right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and take hold of this day right now, God. As we call forth the anointing, God, the anointing of Abraham, that we will be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Yes, Holy Spirit, that we will be so blessed this morning, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. God, we call forth the anointing of Solomon, Holy Spirit. That anointing will take heed in our life for not just wealth, but wisdom, Holy Spirit. God, as we call for this divine day, as we call forth this day, Holy Spirit, thanking you for all that is. As we call forth the anointing of David, God, that our lips will speak the words of David, that our cup runneth over, God, as we command this day for love, joy, happiness, success in all things, and even financial blessings, God, we call it forth right now, God. We call it forth right now, God, declaring this day, Holy Spirit, a holy day. Father God, bless the works of our hands, God. Bless the works of our mind, God. And let our name be associated with good things. Shield us from any false accusation, guard us against anything that is not of you today. As we welcome the opportunities to grow and mature, let our actions be in sync with your will, Holy Spirit, right now, God. As we decree and declare that this will be the day that you have made for us, we will be anxious for nothing, but in everything in supplication and prayer with thanksgiving, we will make our request known to you as we arise in our faith today, knowing that you already heard our prayers and answered them, because we bring all of our desires, wants, and needs to you as we walk in the peace of you that surpasses all understanding, that you will guard our heart and mind in stillness and quietness. We will wait for you and we will be led by the way that we should go as we fill all of the declarations in our prayer in the name nature of who you are in us, God. As we pioneer new territories, as we walk in your favor, we will possess all the land that you have given, God. There will be no hold ups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. We will not look back to return to the old, Father. No, we will not, Mother, look back to the old and be renewed by the renewing of our life today. Cause us to ascend into new realms of power and authority and access new dimensions of divine revelation, Father, Mother God. Breathe new life into every dormant dream, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, I anticipate nothing but good things you have prepared for us today. Bring complete order in our day as we seek you first right now, God. As we make your will, your priority, our priority, as we rejoice in the new day that you have given us, Holy Spirit, we praise it, that it will make it fruitful and productive, God, that you for teaching. Thank you for teaching us ways to increase our effectiveness right now, Holy Spirit, that we will work according to your agenda and perform for an audience of you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless this day, Holy God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and bring forth a blessing. This is the beginning of a new day that you have given us this day to use as your will, Father, Mother God. And we thank God for the dawn of new possibilities, Holy Spirit. Every new day with God brings the dawn of new and better possibilities. They say how you start your day is how you live your day, God. And we are taking control of our day from the very beginning as we command our morning, as we speak the words of love over this day, God. As we speak love over every circumstance in our life. As we stand and declare that today is a new day and every element of this day shall cooperate with our purpose and our destiny. Holy Spirit, we give thanks right now. As we command to be moved out of fear of influence, as we greet this day, Holy Spirit, with great anticipation of the good things that you have already prepared for us. God, Lord God, set a guard over our lips today and search our heart, God. That our thoughts will be your thoughts, Holy Spirit, and that every word we speak will be your words, God. I'm asking you to set a tint over our eyes that we only see in the spirit of you, Holy Spirit, with spiritual 2020 vision, God. I'm asking you to bless our eyes this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our life, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come this day, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing like no other, God. I'm even asking you to bless the grounds where the sunrise service will take place this year, God. I'm asking you to bless the atmosphere, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless the molecules there as you send your angels before us right now, God, to bless the spirit of the energy in the land, God, that we will bring forth transforming, powerful healing information and energy that will transform the minds, the hearts, and the souls who are standing on your holy ground, God. We just give thanks, God, for this opportunity to come together in our physical presence to praise you, Holy Spirit, to see your beautiful artwork of your sun rise, to kiss our face that morning, God, as we feel you in the warmth of the kiss. Holy Spirit, I give thanks for the opportunity to come together in one mind, God, to physically take place as we bring forth the energy of love. I ask you to expand our territory. I ask you to bless all of the comings and the goings of those who will be at our sunrise service this year. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing like no other. God, I ask you to bless the weather, Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless the atmosphere, Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless the minds and the souls of those who will attend, those who had a mind to attend, those who are traveling near and far, God. I ask you to bless them right now, God. And I command your angels to go forth, God, and bring forth a healing in the land. I ask these things in the matchless nature and name of the one and only presence of Christ, we say, amen, and so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all that you do, your love, your prayers. Thank you for being present on this line. Thank you for your emails and your texts. It's from the profoundness of my soul that I give thanks this morning. And oftentimes I play this Issues in the Tissues to just remind me to just keep my thoughts on God. And so as we move into the next segment where I'll be reading from the Science of the Mind, I just want to start off with.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too, that I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good, for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I ask, like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman diss on while you heal on.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every
every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women, for the women who came to be cute? We'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Good morning, family. You're tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm just grateful. I am just one grateful somebody this morning, God. I'm just one grateful somebody. I'm just so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. Just so grateful. Just so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. Woo. I'm going to be reading from The Science of the Mind. And I am always excited to bring the Science of the Mind, daily inspiration for better living sometime. You know, just reminding us of who and whose we are. On this day, I would like to wish a couple of people on the line happy birthday, Gerard Purnell. Adrian Bennett, as we send them beautiful birthday love this morning, thanking God for their presence on this line and in our lives and in this planet. Today's Science of the Mind says, proceed when clear. Dr. Wayne Dyer once said, when expectations are shattered, practice allowing that to be the way it is. Relax. Let go, allow, and recognize that some of your desires are about how you think your world should be. Come on, Holy Spirit. Rather than how it is in that moment, become an astute observer. Judge less and listen more. Oh, my God, is that for me this morning? I'm going to read that again. That might not be for somebody else, but it's for me. When expectations are shattered, practice allowing that to be the way it is. Relax, let go, allow, and recognize that some of your desires are about how you think your world should be rather than how it is in that moment. Become an astute observer. Judge less and listen more. Somebody know what I'm talking about. We believe in prayerful affirmation, affirmative meditation about everything else. Actually talking to God and then letting God answer. You see, having a clear vision about everything from maintaining vibrant health to uncovering our life purpose is often the key to fully expressing the spiritual wholeness we seek. Although achieving clarity is a worthy goal, it's an inward journey that we have to take along. And it can take time and patience. I'm going to say that again because some of us want a microwave journey. Some of us want to get in a microwave and journey through it, but I'm telling you right now, it takes time and patience. And I like to add compassion.
Think about those brightly painted wooden rushing nesting dowels, where each open dowel reveals yet another one tucked inside. And getting to that smallest dowel, the one tucked inside, the one that's tucked inside the previous one, which is tucked inside the one before that, and so on, requires a commitment to open each and every dowel in order, one at a time, and at whatever pace is required, for as long as it takes to get to the last one. You see, much in the same way, the clarity process reveals one new understanding after another, with more opportunities for even deeper insights as we open more and more dowels. Spiritual understanding and clear direction are the prize at the end of the process. Practice such as meditation facilitates the journey. They keep us focused and engaged while actively listening to the encouraging whispers of the divine guidance, waiting to proceed until we have the clarity to know exactly where we're headed. Doesn't, however, mean that life comes to a standstill in the meantime. It means moving carefully, consciously, and with the intention, come on, somebody know what I'm about to say, to partner with spirit every step of the way. Keeps us going forward in the right direction. See, family, it's partnering with the spirit and knowing that God's divine presence is always leading and guiding us. But we have to be intentional, family, to partner and be still and hear the whispers of the divine whisper that I want nothing but success, that you are amazing, that you are more than enough. And it requires a commitment to the commitment. It requires that when, soon as a doubt show up in your mind, as soon as you get caught up in the thoughts that anything other than you are all that God is, you have to stop it, and you have to be diligent about telling yourself who and what you are. You see, there's an African proverb that once said, if there's no enemy inside, there can be no enemy outside you that can do harm. What does that mean? That means everything that shows up inside is a reflection of what's happening on the outside. So if you don't have an enemy on the inside, there can be no enemy on the outside. But you see, our little mind chatter keeps us caught up in that not enough song and not good enough song. And today I want to remind you that you are more than enough. The affirmation says, my heart and my mind are open to receive the clarity. I need to live a divinely inspired whole life. My heart and mind are open to receive the clarity I need to live a divinely inspired whole life. Come, Holy Spirit, my heart and my mind are open to receive the divine guidance and the clarity I need to live a divinely inspired life. You see, family, you're already enough. And on this Friday, I want to remind you that as we move into today's conversation, I want to just remind you that you're already enough. I am enough. Sometimes we forget that you're already perfect, that you're already whole, complete, that you are enough. You are enough. It's so important to remember and operate in that knowing. Because it's easy to get caught up in the idea that you're not enough, that you're not already enough. And so today, as you move through your process, I want to remind you that nothing can stop you, family. Nothing can stop you. And I want you to marinate on that. Marinate on that. I want you to think about this. When you down to nothing, God is always up to something. When you don't even know, God already knew. And it's already ordained and anointed. I tell you to just get into that allowing space. And sometimes I wonder why we find it difficult. Find it difficult. We find it really difficult to just be simply who we are to be. Just simply who we are. I remember having a conversation with a young lady. She was like, what does it really mean to be? What does it really mean to be? And as I come more and more into the presence, I come to understand that being is just knowing. It's a knowing. It's annoying. Knowing that I am already all that I need to be. So that's what being is. It's being anxious for nothing because you already know who's and what you are. It's a being state, a state of being. And so as we move into the process today, and our guest speaker, I want to once say to you, thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. As I remind you today, you are already enough. Already enough. We're going to play Joshua. And then we're going to get ready and bring in one of my favorite people on the planet. I'm super excited to bring him here. He's a gift to the planet. And this is Joshua Rogers.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring life within us, send a refreshing, Lord, saturate our hearts, send rain, oh, breathe, oh, shower down, anybody needing a shower? Within me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover, and that was Joshua Rogers. Rain on us. I'm super excited to bring today one of my favorite people on the planet. He's been my friend for a long time. And I tell you, if you want to meet one of the most precious souls on the planet, you couldn't meet a more precious soul, a giver, a conduit, a connector, one who will share a word and remind you in your lowest time that God is always available for you. I know that God is probably calling him a preacher, a minister in some way, in some kind of way. And I know that we're going to get it together and see the blessings of him as the world come to know Raphael Stewart this morning. I want you to put your hands together for my friend, Godson, the King that God has sent to the planet to be a gift to all of us. I just want you to say, yay! Good morning, Mr. Raphael Stewart.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am absolutely fabulous. Yes, I'm fabulous. I'm excited to have you this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Janine. And good morning to everyone on the line. I'm just so happy and glad to just be a part of this beautiful experience that you guys are doing on a daily basis. I consider Janine my friend, and I call her the beacon of light. If you're around her for any moment in time, you will find out that for sure. She's a beacon of light. She's been an inspiration to me for years. So she asked me to come on to speak a little bit, and it's amazing how the hand of God moved. I had written out some things I want to talk about last night, and this morning when I dialed the number, God said, no, you're going to do something else. I said, okay. So I'm going to flow with the Spirit with this, and I hope it can be beneficial to you. When I look back on my life, I think about the goodness of God and how he's been good to me, how he's offered me to be a blessing to other people. And even when I spoke to Janine on yesterday, I had one of my bestest friends, Tess, on the line. And she called me back later and she said, you know, it's always good to have friends that are godly people. Now, you will have a plethora of friends all throughout your life on all different levels, but to have those godly people that can speak wisdom into your life, someone that don't answer you too quick, but they're going to think about what they say and consult the Holy Spirit to inspire you to do things or for your situation, that's going to be phenomenal. I moved in Chicago in 2000. I worked for AT&T, the network engineer, and through working through them, I was able to do a lot of things and make a lot of money, and I purchased a bunch of apartment buildings in Chicago. I was successful in doing that from around 2001 to probably 2009 or 10, but due to the mortgage crisis, things started going awry. Things started unraveling. I don't know if you remember that time when Obama had bailed out General Motors and gas was $5 a gallon. You know, people were losing their jobs, and it was just a horrible situation. And during that time, with the mortgage crisis, millions of people lost their homes, not just myself, but millions of people. But I was in a position whereby I was able to short sell mine and get out of there. So instead of getting frustrated about the situation, because it can have an impact on you, seriously. And there's people today that are still trying to recover. But I tell them, when I think about the goodness of God, how David mentioned in the psalmist, that, I don't know what I would have done without God, me through this situation. There were people that were committing suicide. There were people jumping off buildings, all kinds of things because of things. And the thing is, you always have to turn the page. You know, there's always another chapter. But you have to kind of like yield yourself into that position whereby you look not out of your eyes, but you look out of your spiritual eyes in terms of God giving you insight. Not your pupil or your retina, but your spiritual eyes whereby you're able to see things in a whole different light. So during that time when I was frustrated, I worked for AT&T for 17 years out of high school. And I did a real estate thing in Chicago for like 8-9 years until 2008-9 when things just went crazy. So I decided to go volunteer at this nursing home in Chicago on 75th Street and Exchange. Now, in the back of my mind, I realized that these people, they weren't coming out of there. But I had a chance to go in there to impart what was inside of me to some of those people that really needed it. And while I was in there, I met these three ladies. One was 89, one was 85, and one I think was like 86 or 87. And my thing was I would come by there several times a week, talk with them, and pray with them. And I indicated to them that I would be leaving soon. I'll be moving to the East Coast. I was moving to D.C., Washington, D.C. So the one lady that was there, she asked me, well, can you do me a favor before you leave? I said, sure, what is it? She said, I want you to take me down to the graveyard and visit my son's grave. I said, well, I don't know if I can take you out of here, but we can talk to your niece, and we both can take you to the graveyard. And we had an opportunity to take her down there. I rolled her down to his grave. I walked back up to the hill. I asked her to raise your hand when you're ready to go. Give her time alone. And she did. I took her back. So she said to me, okay, thank you for doing that. And I said, well, this is going to be my last day coming by to see you guys. I'm going to be moving like in the next couple of days. So I still came back by on the last day I was there to say goodbye to him. She said, by the way, I have a niece that's high up at AT&T. I'm thinking in my mind, this lady, 90 years old almost, high up to her might mean somebody just being a supervisor. I said, well, okay, I'll give your niece my resume, and she can forward it to your niece in D.C. So when I got to D.C., I had an interview with her, and when I walked into her office, the lady said to me, you're hired. She said, I see your resume. I see your credentials. I see your degree. But the thing that's impressed me more than anything else is my aunt. She said, my aunt is very dear to me. She says, I have relatives that live one block away from the nursing home that don't go to see her. They in walking distance. And here you are, a stranger, that my aunt told a story about you buying her some cookies out of the cookie machine. The cookies were 75 cents. And she said, my aunt said, because she borrowed 25 cents from you, she said, I don't suppose to have these cookies, but can you let me borrow 25 cents? I said, ma'am, don't worry about that. I'll buy you two packs of cookies. I said, you're 90 years old. You can have anything you want. And she was impressed by that, and she laughed about that because that was so precious to her. Now, what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. God always has a ram in the bush. I started at AT in 2012. And she indicated that with the service that you have, in 5 years, they'll merge your service together, and you can retire. In 2018, I was eligible to retire last September, but I didn't want to retire during the winter. So I waited till April this year, and I was able to get full retirement, pension benefits, and everything. I even had money in the 401k that I forgot about. So what I'm saying to you is, God has a ram in the bush. Regardless how things look, how bleak they can be, you have to always take a look at going on within you and be still and know that I am God, God says, and take a walk in that direction. During that time, I lost two brothers in 2010, 39 days apart. Then I lost my sister. So I lost like $6 million in real estate. I lost two brothers. I lost a sister. And doing all this, I was able to get blessed with a daughter. And I guess that was God's way of showing me that I wouldn't be by myself. He's with me, but he's giving me someone in the physical to be here with me. So if all these things occur and things like that, I'm always considering myself to be a conduit, as Janine calls me, steward the conduit. A conduit basically allows the opportunity of electricity to flow through, or in the sense that we're talking, someone to be able to transfer information. And I'm always tying people in to the word of God through other people. And believe it or not, that's what we're put here for. You know, the main reason we're here is to serve. You know, all the pretty cars and houses and if anybody know me, they know I had it all, you know, and still have it, you know, all of the things, Rolls Royce, Rolex, all that stuff. That's okay. But the main thing is basically is your spirit. All this stuff is going to pass away, but your reference point is serving. I'm delighted to share this with you today and let you know that tomorrow, just turn the page. You know, regardless how bleak things are, you know, whatever you need to work on in your life, you know, just give it to God. He's looking for someone that has the faith to say, you know what, I want to do something. If you have the faith, then you walk to him, he'll run to you. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to me today. I hope I didn't talk too much. Thank you, Janine, for having me. And you guys, I hope you have a fantastic day.
Wow, wow, wow. I tell you, you got to see with spiritual eyes. I took a lot of notes. In that few seconds, you gave so many nuggets. You got to see with your spiritual eyes. You got to turn the page because there's always a new chapter. Never give up. Wow.
That's right.
Do it for being a blessing.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to be able to. You don't have to say.
So we have a couple of questions. I don't know if you have time to answer or you need to go.
Sure.
All right. One lady said, how did you make it with no money and all the stuff that you was losing? How did you make it and know that you should be wanting to give service to somebody else during the time when you were losing all the stuff? How did you know that your next move should be that? What made you, I guess what you're trying to say is, what made you decide to volunteer in the times of your own trouble? That's what I'm getting from her question. That room.
Well, in everyone's life, you have different things that propel you to do things. You know, if you've been a giver all your life, then some things can become automatic. You know, I had an opportunity to be able to be at a certain place at a certain time, and that was that nursing home. And you got to remember, sometimes you are anointed to do certain things that to somebody else, it would be scary. Because if you go into a nursing home, you have people that's at their end of life, and they have all kind of physical and mental ailments. So it's not for the faint to walk in there and think you're going to do something. And you don't know what God has in store for you or what you should be doing until that moment arrives. And I always said, you know, if you want friends, be friendly. If you want money, give some away. So whatever you give away, it's going to be multiplied back to you. See, God's got a multiplication, not addition. You know, so that was the thing that kept me strong, the fact that I was able to go down there to minister to those people in there. regardless of what was going on in my life. I knew what was going on in my life, but I knew that there's another chapter. You know, you can never assume that it's over until it's over. You got to realize that, you know, God looks for people that have the faith to believe that, you know what, I want to do this, I want to do that. Want to go back to school? Go to school. But you got to go register first. So, you know, you will always get an inkling inside of you through the power of the Holy Spirit. What is it something that you should be doing? It's just that, are you going to be obedient and do it, or are you going to be lazy and not do it, or are you going to say, well, you know what, that's not me, that's something else. So, you know, God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So in my particular situation, you know, I had lost a lot of stuff. So this predicated on me doing something that, I mean, I had fun doing it. I liked it. You know, I knew that based on what was going on, that essentially things are going to change. Things are going to change. You just have to be a change agent to be able to recognize that and want to be a part of it. Any more questions?
Yes, somebody said, did you get an inspiration that you should move? Why did you move? Chicago?
I moved several reasons. I lived in, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, where your beautiful daughter lives, Janine. I lived in Iowa. I lived in Dallas. I lived in Denver. I lived in Atlanta. And even though I enjoy Chicago, I was kind of getting tired of the cold weather, you know, and I was just ready to move. You know, I was at a church that, you know, that I enjoyed and everything like that, but I knew inside of me it was time to go. And sometimes, you know, where you are, your time is up. It's time for you to go somewhere else to try to do some other things. Haven't you heard of people that left where they were and went somewhere else and they flourished? So somebody on this line, it makes time for you to go. You know, people can come visit you wherever you go. There's something waiting for you at another place that's going to fulfill another page in your life, and then it becomes a chapter. But you have to have the intestinal fortitude to look at it like, you know, okay, if you're ready to do something, you got to do it. That begins with a journey. Next question.
I just want to, before we go to the next question, I just want to highlight the one thing that's really powerful in your story is just how God always seemed to have connected dots to you. You know, sometimes we don't connect the dots in our life and see God's hands working in our lives. I mean, to simply say, you know, I'm going to get up, and you were inspired by a divine inspiration to decide to volunteer in the senior home. All the places you could volunteer, you chose the senior home, which connected you to a job in the place that you moved to, and then gave you 5 years, and you were able to retire and merge you from there. I just want to remind people that when you're down and nothing, God is always up to something.
Up to something.
I think this is a real interesting question. She wants to know, what is your favorite scripture?
You know, a bunch of them. I think about Psalm 1, the whole thing. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law shall he meditate day and night. And this is the part I love. And he shall be like a tree. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And I thought about that. I mean, I lived in the quadrangle building on 67th and South Shore in Penthouse, just looking over the water. And I thought about those trees that were near Lake Michigan, whereby the roots of those trees were always flourished because they had water coming from the lake. So when you have a scorched area or a burnout area, those trees will always flourish. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. So in other words, the ungodly are like, the chaff is like on some corn, the hull of it, that the wind can blow it all kind of places, all over the place, because it's not anchored in anything. So that part that always spoke to me since I was in probably the fifth grade, a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf won't wither. So you are the leaf and the tree. God's going to provide the water to renew your spirit, to provide things to you. And I'm not saying my life is perfect, because I've done some crazy things. But I'm saying, you know, God is a God of reconciliation, whereby, you know, he's a God of forgiveness and stuff. And the thing is, all the stuff that happened to me with those buildings and stuff, dealing with the building inspectors, dealing with tenants, dealing with the judges downtown, and all that stuff like that, you know, I was like steadfast. You know, I got favor in a lot of areas. You got to keep in mind, I came to Chicago not knowing anybody. And they say, if you can make it in Chicago, you can make it anywhere. Next question.
What was the, when did you buy your first property?
In 2001.
Wow, I didn't know that. And then you accumulated all those properties in North Carolina and in Chicago. What made you want to get into real estate?
Well, real estate was the thing that, growing up in Charlotte, we would go to Newark, New Jersey, Baltimore every year on our family vacation. And my uncle was a super, in Chicago you may call them landlords, and up on the East Coast they call them superintendents or super, okay? That's the East Coast term.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle was a super of this 60-unit building. And when I was around, I think like 5 or 6, we would come up there and stay during the summer and stuff. And one day, my uncle and I were walking to the store. And I was telling my uncle, I said, Uncle Bill, when I grow up, I'm going to own a building like this. My uncle looked down at me and patted me on the head. And with this deep bass voice, he said to me, yeah, sonny, I know you will. So, you know, at that time, you're 5 years old. What do you know? You're going to be a fireman. You're going to be a police officer, whatever. I knew that I wanted to own a building like this at that young age. And I ended up surpassing 65 units, you know, easy. So, I mean, there are things that inside of you, you just have to work with God to get them out. You know, it's like, Jenny, I've known you for a long time. When you talk about different things and have a positive attitude, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I've known Jenny probably at least, 10 years or more. I've never heard her say anything negative about anybody. Never. Never. She's like my sister. So what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you is, you have your path that you have to go. You hear people say, stay in your lane. I have a lot of people come to me and say, I want to do real estate. I want to do real estate. I say, you want to do real estate? What do you want to do in real estate? You know, if you're trying to do something for the money, do something that you love. That's what Tess talked about last night. You know, I'm not going to say what she does and stuff like that. She might not want that. But, you know, she's flourished tremendously, blessed beyond measure. But she does something she loves. I mean, I just won't say too much about that. But I'm saying, find your path. It is never too late. It's never too late. Unless you give up.
You got people not really texting in the chat. How do you, like, tell them, saying, how did you find what you love? Oh, my God.
One of the ways you can find what you love, what you enjoy doing. You enjoy sewing? Well, why don't you start you a tailoring business? Why don't you start doing something in fashion? Why don't you volunteer to make something for somebody and they can showcase it for you? Okay? You like kids? You enjoy kids? Why don't you try to open up a daycare, take some classes and stuff, do some things you want to do? You like working on cars? Well, why don't you take some classes and see if you can become a mechanic? Why don't you do something that appeals to you, something that you enjoy? I enjoy real estate. I enjoy getting dressed up, going down the court, you know, and all the judges knew me and stuff. I had all my papers in order, you know. I love that. Find what your niche is. Find what, and ask God to show you. Ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what am I good at?
Mm-hmm.
You might be good at speaking. You might be good at writing. You got a book inside of you, somebody on this phone. You got a book inside of you. Whoever that person I'm talking to, you need to start writing it, getting that manuscript together, putting it together. Somebody's waiting to read that book you that you need to write. And then somebody on this line, there's people that haven't even been born yet that's going to experience the thing you're going to do.
Wow. So I want to tell this story about how I met Stuart. It's funny how something catch your attention. Every day going past Lakeshore Drive, going into Lakeshore Drive on 67 in front of the Quadrego building, it was this beautiful, amazing car. When I tell you it was beautiful, I still don't think I've ever seen a car as beautiful to me as this car. It was the color. It was just, I've never even seen another Mercedes this color. It was like a 14-karat gold. It was a convertible. And I said to myself, I want that car. And every day I kept saying, I'm going to write on there. When he ever get, whoever's car this is, whenever they get ready to sell it, I want to buy it, right? And one day I'm in stepper class, and I walk out the door, and there is the car. So I go back inside because I want to know who is driving this car, because this car has been my favorite car. I couldn't believe it. All the time I drive past it, it's happened to be in the same place where I am at the same time. I knew God had sent me that car. And one day, the next week, I didn't get to know who the person drove it that week. But the next week, this person walks up to me and talk about my shoes and my feet, because we're in stepping class, right? And we go outside, and guess where my friend walked to? The car. I'm like, oh, my God. And Stuart knew I wanted that car more than anything, and he probably don't even understand. I still think about that car today, how beautiful that car was, and that's how we met, Stuart. So maybe it wasn't never meant for me to have a car, but it was meant for me to meet Stuart, because he has been gold in my heart. And so I just want to thank you for our friendship. Thank you for being a man. And let me just tell you, Stuart has always been a man of elegance, a man who dressed to perfection. And everything he has is beautiful. I mean, I don't care what it is. His condo was beautiful. His cars are beautiful. Beautiful music, beautiful artwork. He's always surrounding himself with the beauty of God. And so that's what I always think about when I think about you. You remind me of the abundance and the beauty that God has for us, because that's how you carry yourself, with such elegance and beauty. Your shoes, your clothes, even the fur coats that dripped all the way down to your ankles, your beautiful cars, and just the man that you are. And I just want to say thank you for reminding us of the beauty and reflecting that beauty through how you move through life and navigate. Even when you were going through a process, you still looked and reflected the beauty and abundance of God. You couldn't tell that you were going through it. Now, sometimes I could see it in your eyes. I'd be like, I could see you going through something. And I knew that when you wasn't returning the call, I knew you was going through something, and I just kept you in my prayers. But you never looked. You never let on that you were going through the process. You always looked like the reflection of God's abundance. And you always reminded us, and you smiled through it. You always smiled through it and always gave an encouraging word, even though life was taking you through your process. And so I thought that was really, you know, amazing that you never once
did you say anything negative about anything other than God got me? And so, Stuart, I just say, I'm just proud of you.
Wow, Janine, you got me cheered up now. You got me cheered up. You know, I don't even know what to say about that. Thank you so much for mentioning that. But like I said, you poured into me on numerous occasions. You know, I've listened to your prayer line, and, you know, you've been trying to get me to talk for years. And I guess I was like, you know, I may not be able to speak. You know, so it's like we prayed together. We've done all kinds of things, and it's like, you know, your name is the lady with the shoes, ladies and gentlemen. If you know her, you look at, you see a woman, you look at her feet. You know, like they always say, look at a man's shoes, it'll tell you all about him. You know, if they shine, if they ran over or whatever. But Janine always wore some nice shoes. And I stepped in class, and they always had her toes and stuff done up, and it was nice. And that car, Janine, I gave that car to my brother, and when he passed away, he gave it to his son. So it's still in my family. You know, so that's another thing about
things. I wanted that car.
Yeah. That's another thing that is a whole other conversation, that when we have things sometimes, pass it on to your family. You know, I'm talking more about real estate,
exactly.
Because, you know, we want to build generational wealth. That's the thing that we're moving toward. We want to move, we want to have generational wealth that we leave something for our children's children, you know. And it's okay to buy Nikes, but you can be investing that money into stocks or futures or ETFs, exchange traded funds, different things like that. You got to diversify yourself. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. What you want to do? Ask yourself.
Ask God. Ask the Holy Spirit.
What do I want to do? Sometimes people have to get fired off a job in order to find their niche and what they're supposed to do. And there's nothing wrong working a job. Still got to have an income coming in, but look for something else. There's something out there that you can do, because mm-hmm. the way America is designed, it's designed whereby you have to have additional streams of income to really survive and be successful in that, right? You have to do different things and stuff. Keep doing the same thing, keep getting the same result. But you got to step out of that. Today is a day that some of you on this line, you're going to be thinking about this, and you're going to start it. And it's not going to be easy. I'm telling you that right now. Not going to be easy. But you're going to ease into it. And when you start seeing the fruits of it, it's going to propel you to a whole other level that you'll be able to help somebody else. How many people I've talked to about real estate, help them get started, you know, share things with them and stuff like that. You know, but you got to be able to do that. You can't have the mentality that I'm not going to help that person. They may get more than me. You can't do that. God has enough for everybody to have whatever they want if they desire it. But you can't be lazy, you know.
Mm.
Who's on this line not drinking enough water? Water just came to me. Somebody not drinking enough water on this line. Is everybody? Somebody. Need to drink more water.
That's a good message.
Yeah,
you know,
need to drink more.
That's a good message.
So, any questions?
I want to add one thing before we get ready to leave the line.
Okay.
I want to add the witty ideas and inventions. Now, I didn't know where that was in the scripture, but I remember it taking hold of my mind when you told me. One time we were talking and you said, Janine, if you want to create new inventions and new ideas, ask God for witty inventions and witty ideas. And I was like, wow, witty ideas and witty inventions. And it's interesting that you told me that story before I got laid off. Because when I got laid off, you know, I went from 6 figures to unemployment, and, you know, I lost a lot, too, in the process. But what I gained and what I learned was to be still, God, for witty ideas and witty inventions. One day I was sitting in the middle of the bed, and you came to my mind. And you said, ask God for witty ideas and witty inventions. And that stuck in my soul, etched in my heart. And whenever I'm moving into a new realm, I always stop and ask God for witty inventions and witty ideas. So somebody on here may be moving into a new space or want a new job or want something different. I say consult your spirit and do what Stuart did by reminding me to consult God and moving into my new space. Go ahead. I see you want to say something.
Well, you know, Jeanine, I think it's Isaiah, was it 45? Was it 40? Is it 40?
11.
40:11, okay. You know, God's word is true. I mean, the people on this line, like I indicated, there's something inside of you that's trying to get out. You know, you just got to work with God to get it out. It's something you've been always trying to do. You know, don't look at, you know, I was always like a loner to a certain extent, you know, because I knew what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't want my family shooting me down. I didn't want friends shooting me down. You know, I bought my first real estate property when I was 23. While my friends were out playing basketball, I was over there cutting grass on the weekends. You know, and then it started snowballing. But this is something that I wanted to do. You know, you have to find out what it is you want to do, and then you necessarily, just like you try to go to school, like I said, you got to register first. You got to get in there. You have to decide what you want to do and then stay on that path. You know, today is your day. We had the fireworks a couple of days ago. Now the fireworks are inside of you. It's time for your fireworks to go off. Okay? I believe that somebody on this line, Jeanine, within the next year, they're going to say, you know what? I decided to try this. I tried that. And they're going to have success with it. I can't feel that by the power of the Holy Spirit. But whatever you do, stay focused, be determined, and be courageous. Don't listen to the naysayers. You do what you got to do. Anything
last
else, Janine?
We're going to get you. Last thing, I want you to... What would you want each and every person to take away from the call today?
Interesting. Okay, we are all on different levels, economically, educationally, socially, mentally, and spiritually. So different people can take away different things, okay? The thing that I would want you to take away is that sometimes for people, their time is in the future. Their time has not come yet. But for the people on this line, your time is now. See, you wouldn't be bridged on this line. I wouldn't be coming on. You know, it's like that lady. I had to meet a lady at a nursing home to hook me up with a job in D.C., to a woman that was her aunt that brought me in, that was able to provide me the job that I end up merging my service together and I return and get my pension and all that kind of stuff. Because the timing. See, God's timing is perfect. So your time is now. Anybody on this line is listening. So what you decide to do with it, you got your marching orders. Your time is now. So it's up for you to be praying, to ask God where you need to go. Some probably know, you already know it. You've just been kind of like dragging along with it. But, you know, some of you know what you need to be doing. That book you need to write, that class you need to take, whatever it is. You know, my nephew one time was washing dogs. You know, I said, if you're happy doing that, that's fine, because, you know, there's certain people love their dogs, and he was busy with that thing, watching people's pups and stuff like that. He had a very viable business doing that, but that was what he wanted to do. And remember, Martin Luther King said, if you're going to be a ditch digger, then you be the best ditch digger you can be. So it's time for you guys, as Romans 12 says, renew your mind. renew your mind to doing something different. It's time for you to change. Change is the only thing that's constant. It's time. Your time is now. Some people, I say that their time may be in the future. Your time is now. So what you going to do about it?
Yes.
Are you going to be the same way next year when we come into the line again saying, well, you know, you need to take a step. So I'm decreeing it. I'm declaring it on this day that today is your day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Father, I thank you for my friend Janine and the prayer line, Lord, that she's meeting people from all over the United States and even other countries and stuff, Lord, that the wisdom of you, Lord, will be imparted within her, release that to the people. Lord, I ask you to bless her tremendously in looking out for the welfare of God's people. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day that we're having today, Lord, that the people on the line, they will search into their hearts, Lord, and find out what is and declare today what they need to be doing. Lord, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to motivate them to do the things that would be pleasing in your sight. Lord, I ask them to find something that they'll be able to help people and that they won't get caught up in the success aspect of it, but they'll be caught up in basically the helping of people to move them toward their destination. Father, I thank you on this day, Lord, that tremendous things are about to happen. I can feel it right in my spirit, God. I thank you for the people that are on this line because it's for them today, Lord. It's for them to look at what they need to be doing and they need to start getting motivated. If you need to go to the gym, if you need to lose weight, if you need to get a new job, then you need to start doing it. You need to take care of your health so you can help other people. And this is for you. Father, I thank you that all my friends, I thank you for my friend Tess in Chicago, Lord, that has been a tremendous blessing to me and others, everything that you continue to help her business flourish and stuff. And for the people with questions on this line, Lord, let them know that I'm available, God. I would certainly use the power of the Holy Spirit to help them if they have additional questions. And these things I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. By the power of the Holy Spirit in this hour. In this hour, Lord. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now. Thank you, God. As I continue the prayer that my brother so eloquently laid the foundation down for, I'd like to offer a prayer and blessings upon his life, Holy Spirit. I like to come before you asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart and every word of this prayer will come from you, Holy Spirit, as we anoint your son this morning with the anointing of Abraham, God, that he will continue to be so blessed, that the blessed will continue to call Stuart blessed, God, that he will continue to have the anointing of Solomon for not just wealth, but the wisdom and to create generation legacy, God, you right now. For your son and his presence on this love journey, God, I ask you to bless and anoint his hands that everything he touched will continue to turn to gold, but not just gold, platinum gold. God, I ask you to continue to bless and anoint his feet that everywhere he tread, his feet shall be upon holy ground and every seed and every purpose that has been planted inside of him, that it will come forth, God, with your works of you, Holy Spirit, that he will make manifest the glory of you through everything that he continues to do, God. I ask you to bless his daughter, God. Continue to bless her, God, that she will know who's and what she is, God, that she will know she is a virtuous, amazing gift to the planet and will grow in her power and her knowing of who she is with two great, amazing, phenomenal parents, God, that will be guided and led by you to lead and guide her into her purpose and her place and her ownership on the planet. God, I ask you to bless and continue to bless everything that Stuart touches. And everywhere he go, God, the blessings go in. Every atmosphere and every molecule will change and every living system will be changed just because Stuart has come into the room. God, I ask you to continue to bless his blessings.
I ask you to continue to bless every thought that he thinks. I ask you to bless his comings and his going. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to cross the path of Stuart in my life. I'm so grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody, God. Stuart and I come together in this right now moment, in this hour, to send loving energy into the family of Belinda Gordon this morning, that they will still be encouraged by the knowing
thank
that
you.
Belinda's life was a legacy, God. That Belinda's life was to remind us that love is so important. Thank you, God, for her presence in Stuart's life as they grew up together.
In the name of Jesus.
And that
yes.
we will remember her energy,
yes.
Father. As we celebrate her life, God, as we celebrate her gift to the planet, as she's made her
yes.
transition, Father, I ask you to keep her family and friends in the palm of your hand and continue to whisper in their ears that you have them in the palm of your hands, God. We pray blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon any children and any body who feel any kind of way about the passion and releasing of her physical body into the presence of you, God. I thank you for her presence on this line. I thank you for her presence in my life. And most of all, I thank you for Stuart being the conduit who brought her to my life. Her kind words, her kind text messages, her kind voicemails will be forever etched in my heart. And so with this prayer, God, I give thanks to you, Holy Spirit. In the matchless name of Jesus, I give thanks, God, because I'm just one grateful somebody, God, that we every prayer and every word that was spoken, I ask these blessings, not just for Stuart, but for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, that these blessings will be those who are under this covering right now, that we will hear you, God, and be led by you, Holy Spirit, right now, God. We thank you. And so it is. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. All right, Stuart, thank you so much for coming on the line. Stuart was a part of the beginning of the prayer line when we first started this line, me and a couple of my friends, Nicole. And I also want to say he's the reason that the East Coast, all of you all that's on the East Coast, he met Minister Joanne, and Minister Joanne brought her prayer line to this call, and we started on their prayer call. And so today, because of you, Stuart, I've been commissioned to come speak in the East Coast. Your conduit caused me to meet some of the most amazing people in the East Coast. And so, again, I want to thank you for just being you. The ripple effect is so many. It's too many to even tell you how many blessings I've gotten just because of those wonderful people we met in the East Coast. Thank you again,
wow.
Stuart, for coming on the line and sharing your gifts.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right.
Appreciate it. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. And I want to remind each and every one of you all, your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dreams. This is speak to your heart. Speak to my heart, God. This is Donnie McClurkin right here on the Love Journey, your Love Journey experience with Janine and Ingram. Speak to my heart, Lord. Donnie McClurkin. Have a phenomenal day.
Speak to my heart now.
Speak to my heart.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you.
If I can hear.